We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome to our radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Are your plans for tomorrow definite? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you for every day that you give us on this earth. We pray that we may take seriously what Jesus once said. Take no thought of tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Lord, we pray, because we like this place, that there is a tomorrow for us. And so we pray that we may make our plans diligently, but grant that we may always understand that tomorrow belongs to you. And it's in your name that we pray, we will do this and we will do that if God wills. Amen.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the wind and the rain. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got everybody. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Oh, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. In his hands.
Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the fourth chapter of the Epistle of James, beginning with verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while, and then you vanish. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. in Christ. Remember the scripture that I just read for you. It is James talking to the Christians in the Church of Jerusalem. And he says, you say today or tomorrow we'll go in this or that city. We'll spend a year there and we'll carry on business and make money. You don't even know what will happen to you tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then you vanish. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and we will do this or we will do that. This portion of God's word is not to make us fear tomorrow. It is only to remind us that the future is not ours, but it is in the hands of Almighty God. I believe what James writes to us in our text today is one of the most important lessons of life. And the sooner we learn this truth, the richer every day will be. If I can live for this day, with some plans to be sure, but primarily realizing that all I have is today, how much more we will enjoy this day. Reminds me, in my golfing group, there are perhaps about a dozen 16 men. We gather, some of us at least, about three times a week and play a little golf. One day, one of the fellows had not had a very good game and probably was not feeling too good. And he said, you know, I sometimes think I'm going to give up this game. I'm too old. I can't score anymore. And another man who was there said, if this gentleman had been in the hospital for a month, like I was, he would appreciate this beautiful morning and the privilege of being out here, no matter what his golf score is. Sometimes it takes a severe jolt to help us appreciate today and remind us that we are not in control of tomorrow, but God has given us today. Now, I believe that God plans to have us think about tomorrow. I think we have every right to plan for what's going to happen, but always conditionally. And that is the theme of the sermon today. Tomorrow's planning must always be conditional. James is talking to the Christians in his congregations in Jerusalem. It must have been an exciting time then, too, for cities were popping up all around. And some of them got the idea that if they went into these cities and set up a store or whatever else it might have been, they could make a lot of money and then they could come home and maybe take it easy for the rest of their lives. James says, it's not wrong for you to plan. It's not wrong for you to go to these new cities. There perhaps are great possibilities there, and you got a right to make use of the opportunities. But you always have to make your plans conditionally. You may not get there. You may get there and not get home. All of these things are possible. That is not to discourage you. That is simply that we can take a look at life and look at it realistically. That's what our text is saying to us today. Some think that life stops because they get too old. Let me tell you of an exciting afternoon I had not long ago. One of our friends from years gone by, a person who had been a widow for a lot of years, got married. She was 85 years old, and she invited my wife and me to the wedding. When we wished her well, she smiled and she said, you know, I have some friends who tell me that I'm crazy. Well, maybe I am, but I take one day at a time, and I thought it would be fun to have someone to live with during the days that we have here on this earth. She was facing tomorrow conditionally, but she was not going to let her age discourage her from days of happiness if it were within the will of God. I have another friend who has been tremendously successful in business. He is a very, very, very wealthy man. Not long ago, he bought some land here in Iowa, and now he's plotting it, and they're going to make a lot of lots that people will buy for high prices, and they'll build these fabulous homes of many hundreds of thousands of dollars on them. I visited with him not long ago, and we had a cup of coffee together, and I said, "What really makes you tick? You've got a lot of money. You certainly don't need to do this. Why are you always at work?" He said, "You know, I do it to stay alive. I'm not after the money. That's not the purpose at all." He said, "I just like a challenge. I like a challenge." I don't think there's anything wrong with that, do you? I don't see anything in this passage of Scripture that God has given to us that says that's wrong. Paul says, you say you're going into a city and carry on a business there and make money. He doesn't say that that's wrong. What he says is that when you go, you always say, "And it will all happen if the Lord wills." It is always conditional. During these latter years of my life, and as I have faced retirement myself, I vacillated. I have said, "Well, one should never retire." And then I say, "Well, that's not right either. That's not fair to your family, to your spouse, if you still have one." But neither can I quite get myself to say that we should quit. I'm up and down, and maybe you are too. But regardless of which way you go, we can realize this, that whatever plans we make, they will come into being only if it is within the will of God. And it is simply amazing what God permits us to do if we entrust all things into His care. I'd like to make a reference, which I don't think that I have ever done in all the years that I have preached on Christian Crusaders. Christian Crusaders Radio has had these broadcasts going for 67 years. The vast majority of those years, we were on one, two, or three stations. Now, don't get me wrong. Those years were very, very important. They performed a tremendous ministry. They had great preachers in Bruno Schlachtenhaven and G.E. Melkert. The Word of God was proclaimed, the Word was sung, and people came to Christ through that ministry. Then I happened to take over some years ago. I have had little or nothing to do with the business aspect of this program. My sole responsibility is to preach the Word. They have asked me to deliver a sermon every week, and I've tried to do that to the very best of my ability. I never attend a board meeting. I have no way of really knowing what goes on financially, nor do I want it. I'm sure they would share it with me if I asked, but I don't want it. Well, then the board and the staff that we began to get decided it was not right for us just to have three stations in one state. And so they began to make plans. That planning was necessary. They're always having planning sessions. But do you know what has happened? As the Lord has provided the necessary funds to buy the radio time, today we are on 35 stations in 13 states, in all four corners of the United States. We are now a part of the World Harvest Radio, which is a shortwave radio that covers all of North America and all of Europe. We are now heard, we have heard from 40 countries. Among them are the Swedes and the Norwegians and the Germans and the Austrians and the French and the Nigerians. You see, friend, that would never have happened if someone hadn't planned. So God is not telling us to stop planning. What God is doing is telling us to do it conditionally. I know where I want this program to go. You place it in my hands. I will guide you. I'll direct you. You just plan and say if it is the Lord's will. We plan conditionally. This text was not given to create fear of tomorrow, not to discourage planning, but it was given to plan conditionally. Once more, as James says, you ought to say, if the Lord wills. I think that it is quite common, especially as we get along in later years, to run into people who are depressed. And I think I have some insight to this when I say that there are two different types of adult people who are depressed. There are those who have no plans at all. They simply say that everything is in the past, it's all gone. Life is very boring. There are no challenges. Now, I know whereof I speak because sometimes I've slipped back into that kind of thinking. I don't have to get up and go to my office and serve 4,500 people. I don't have to have 3 or 4 weddings on a Saturday. I don't have to have 1 or sometimes 2 funerals a week. I don't have the thought of standing in a pulpit and preaching to a couple of thousand people. No, all of those great challenges, and believe me, they were great, and they were very, very difficult for me to give up. But life does not stop when your work stops. There are some other challenges. And right now I have difficulty trying to figure out which of these challenges to take. I'm no different from you, people. If your challenges of the past have now stopped, and they stop, then find other challenges. It doesn't matter what kind of a job we've had. Ultimately, they stop. When I was a little boy, my mother and I used to go to the ball games at Fenway Park. Dad didn't care about baseball, but Mother and I went. And there were 4 great players that we loved to watch. Teddy Williams, Dominic DiMaggio, Bobby Doerr, and Johnny Pesky. On Father's Day, one of my children gave me a book on those 4 ball players. I tell you, I cherish that book. And one of the last chapters, the author who had done such a marvelous job says, and then there came that time when they had to quit. How hard it was. But they did not sit around and do nothing. They found some other challenges until some of them are here no more. But you can be among the depressed if you have no challenges. Life gets boring. But then there are those who are brokenhearted and depressed because they had all kinds of challenges. They had all types of plans. They were going to walk the shores of Hawaii. They were going to Europe. They were going south of the border. And right when they were ready to do it, Dad died, or Mother got Alzheimer's, and now they can't do it. I tell you, friend, don't put it off until the golden ages, because the golden ages are not always golden when you're going to try to fulfill those kinds of plans. Plan realistically. Plan if it is the Lord's will. But through it all, realizing that life can be so short, this text also tells us to be ready to go home whenever God calls us. We began this program today with that great Negro spiritual. He's got the whole world in his hand. The black man, a woman who wrote that, may not have had a very easy day. Probably was a day where he could have been beaten. He could have been sold. But he knew that all was well. He didn't make any great plans for tomorrow. But he had made a great plan. And that was, when the days were over, he was going to be with the Lord. That's what we all need. You know, all of our planning is superficial if we do not live with this idea that I am in my Father's hand. He is going to care for me. He loved me. He sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to die for me. And when I trust him as my Savior, when I receive him into my life, then I have a heavenly home. And then I get a great time here where I can plan conditionally to do things for him. And then one day, he'll come and take me to be with him. May we realize that whatever we do conditionally, if the Lord wills. Amen.
I want to be ready. Jerusalem, just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem, just like John. John, oh John, didn't you say, walk in Jerusalem, just like John. You'd be there on Judgment Day, walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Oh, my brother, mend your ways, walk in Jerusalem just like John. Lift your voice in joyful praise, walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. By his grace we'll be there, walk in Jerusalem just like John. Gone all trouble through with care, walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. Wanna be ready. I wanna be
you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we pray that where your word through this program has found its way into the hearts of men and women, whether it be nearby or in far distant parts of the world, the Holy Spirit might have done his work, and that we may realize that it is you who has said, make plans for my kingdom, make plans conditionally, but always make plans for tomorrow, realizing that if tomorrow is not to be for you, then the heavenly home can be through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Lord Jesus, it is in your name we pray, and thank you for all things you have done for us. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. We pray that today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Share the word of Christian Crusaders with a friend, relative, or neighbor. By making more people aware, we can increase our radio and internet ministry by sharing the word and spreading the light so no one walks in darkness. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported by gifts from our listeners. Gifts to our ministry are tax deductible and are used to spread the gospel message on radio broadcasts in 12 states across the nation. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in our 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcast.